Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stretch Run of Grant and Danny taking you up to 6:30. The exclusive sponsor of our show is the law firm Kondori & Murad. They guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you draft a will, set up a trust, create a healthcare power of attorney, schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com, and be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll score a discount. kmlawyers.com. Tomorrow on the show, one last chance for you to win tickets to the Fugees at Jiffy Lube Live. We'll do that at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. And rookies are reporting to training camp, so we'll dive deep into a conversation on all the Commanders' first-year players. Speaking of which, on ESPN today, Booger McFarland, one of their lead NFL analysts, formerly on Monday Night Football, was very high on Jaden Daniels. In fact, he thinks he might end up being better than Caleb Williams. This is what he had to say earlier today on ESPN.
Don't be surprised if midway through the season, we're having a conversation very similar to what we had last year, meaning the number two pick, Jaden Daniels, looks better than the number one pick, Caleb Williams, just like we had last year with C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, because there are a lot of people out of Washington telling me that this young man, Jaden Daniels, not only does he look the part, his teammates know he looked the part. And I think Caleb Williams is going to struggle, and I think Jaden Daniels is going to come out the gate flying. And we're going to have this conversation, Greeny. Mark it down, July the 16th, whatever it is, it's 100 degrees. Did the Chicago Bears make the right pick? We're going to have this conversation again.
Few things on that. First thing is, gosh, do I love hearing all the nice things about Jaden Daniels.
It's way more fun.
We got the cool kid. It's been a long time. To be exact, it's been about 12 years when we had, again, in this town, Washington had drafted at number two overall a Heisman Trophy winner who took the league, the country, by storm, and then as a rookie subsequently took the league by storm in Robert Griffin. Since then, we really haven't had the cool kid that everyone wanted to say the nice things about and put over. And they do right now in Jaden Daniels. You can't find anyone saying anything negative. Jeremy Fowler every week, it seems like, is reporting that there's teams all over the league that are raving about him. I don't understand
that. I don't quite get that.
Reporting because none of them are around the team or talking to the player. I don't really understand why other teams are mad that they don't have Jaden Daniels now based on how he's looked. But I digress. You have comments like this coming out.
It's the Hard Knocks trailer for next week where Joe Shane's asking Brian Daboll straight up, would you trade up for Daniels? He says yes.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I love it.
But it is nice to just have the cool kid that it seems like makes you the envy again of a lot of teams in this league. I love that.
Me too. Same. The part that jumped out to me, though, that I would love to double click on is the Caleb Williams struggling part.
Exactly.
I went, if the conversation is, Jaden Daniels is going to be really good, and that's going to be the story. That's exciting. Great. Cool. Wait a minute. Struggle? Not, you know, are we talking Bryce Young levels here? Are we talking about, you know, it's a little bit slower for him to hit the ground running? Is it look like he can't play? I mean, he's got as good a situation as anybody has walked into in terms of weapons. I don't know about the head coach, but the coaching staff, offensive line, they've done to me what I think should be the new standard if you have a rookie quarterback, is you go all out to make sure that he's set up for success. He's going to struggle? Like, you know what I mean? I'm not even talking about, like, have rookie ups and downs. Like, I don't think we call that struggling. We just call that being a rookie, right? Bad moments, tough moments, things that are learning experiences. Struggle to me implies, like, a far greater or lower, in this case, bar, where it's probably, is he best served sitting out for a handful of weeks? You know what I mean? Like, struggle to me is maybe a more powerful word than maybe he intended.
Yeah, that one's interesting. I mean, if you want to tell me Daniels was better than Caleb Williams this year. No kidding. That's why he won the Heisman Trophy this year, and Williams didn't. He won it 2 seasons ago. But he completed about 68% of his passes to Jaden Daniels, 72%. Daniels, 40 touchdown passes, 4 picks. Caleb Williams, 30-5. Not like he was bad.
Yeah.
But there are a couple games in there. Remember the Notre Dame game this year? Did you watch that game by chance?
Yeah, not off the top of my head. What was significant about it?
He was gross. I mean, it was an ugly.
Like, they weren't good. Was that when they started that swoon or in the middle of the swoon where they couldn't win?
So he threw 3 picks in that game with a touchdown. They lost for the first time all year. They went into that game 6-0. And then they lost to Notre Dame and Utah. They beat Cal, and then they lost their last 3 games to Washington, Oregon, and UCLA. But in that first game, he was like 23 of 40, and he threw for sub 200 yards and threw 3 picks. But there were a few outings like that. I'm not saying there was anything else on that level completely, but he was just okay in a couple games this year. So if you're a little timid or you know, trepidatious on Caleb Williams, okay. But can we at least acknowledge that the Bears just built as good a situation for a rookie quarterback as any team has in the history of the league?
Mm-hmm. This is my point. This is the drum I'm beating. I think this should be the new standard. Like, the way they've done it is a blueprint.
This is the model home. I don't know if you can make this the standard. I think it's really, really hard to do. You should strive for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Do everything in your power. What else can I give you? Top 10 defense. Check. Good running game. Check. By the way, they went out and got DeAndre Swift with Khalil Herbert, with Rashawn Johnson, brought in Travis Homer, the former Seahawk. 4 deep at the position. How many receivers do you want? I'd like 2 really good ones. What if I gave you 3?
How about 3?
DJ Moore is retained. Rome Odunze is drafted in the top 10. They didn't have to do that. Keenan Allen is acquired via trade. They didn't have to do that. One of the 2 of those moves would have been probably enough to have a good situation for him. And they said, uh-uh. They traded for Keenan Allen knowing they might take a wide receiver in the top 10. And then they still went and got Odunze when they could have gone O-line. They could have gone defensive impact player. They could have traded back for a King's ransom and taken an edge 5-6 picks later. Like, there's a million things they could have done. Said, let's just take the best wide receiver who's going to be the best player. And by the way, Rome Odunze is going to be a badass.
I love that guy.
Love that kid. I'm a big Malik Nabers guy, and like, he was my dude at wide receiver, but not as a, I don't like Odunze, like splitting hairs. To me, Rome Odunze is going to be a superstar. I think all 3 of the top 10 wideouts, including Harrison in this draft, are going to be Pro Bowlers more often than not moving forward. But who has ever had it better than Caleb Williams? He's like a Harbaugh. Who's got it better than us? The guy has a great backfield, tight end room led by Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett, who's still a bit of a matchup problem. Very, very solid. Great blocker and leader and basically a coach on the staff in Mercedes Lewis, their 3rd tight end. And then you've got Moore, Odunze, Allen, Velus Jones, their former 3rd-round pick, all in the wide receiver room. Like, what else could they have done to help him?
Yeah, and this is my point. So that's why I say struggle. Like, I don't know about. Again, if I had the first pick, I'd have taken Caleb Williams too. You know what I mean? Like, I all you can do when you've been the presumptive number 1 pick for 3 years is go down. Like, when he burst onto the scene, when he beat out Spencer Rattler at Oklahoma, whenever that was, and was prolific then, goes to USC, was even more prolific. He's been the number 1 pick for 2.5 seasons. So people are going to start to pick nits and you know, the chinks in the armor and the little weaknesses and the foibles, and so much is made of your idiosyncrasies, whatever they happen to be. The only thing we're looking to do is tear you down a peg. That's the easy no-brainer number 1 pick. And this is, Chicago has done the thing that I want done. I want this to be the as I said, the goal or the standard. They have built a house that all he's got to do is turn the key. Even if you're just okay, right? No one's saying go win every game for us, go, you know, be Pat Mahomes 2.0, be a hero. Just be fine. Don't screw up and you'll end up having a pretty nice campaign with the weapons around him. When in doubt, throw it towards number 13. That's Keenan Allen. Like, he'll make you right. Struggle is, that's the word there. That's doing the heavy lifting. That's kind of like the flare gun going up, going, wait a minute, struggle. That's interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is. I would put these 2 guys on their own tier among the quarterbacks, because Michael Penix is only going to play if Cousins gets hurt. Drake May is not going to start the season on the field. I think he will play very early. If I was the Patriots, I would start him. But you went and got Jacoby Brissett, who's actually got a chance to play at a pretty high level. We saw that last year. Different than a lot of the other veterans, that guys like Caleb Williams in Chicago, where his backup quarterback is Tyson Bagent, a college free agent.
His dad's the arm wrestler.
Or even here in Washington with Jaden Daniels, where Marcus Mariota's the backup. But I think those two guys are vying for who has the best season. I could see J.J. McCarthy, if he gets on the field soon enough, having a decent year that surprises people. Just because Minnesota's also a really good QB spot.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Jefferson, superstar.
Kevin O'Connell.
Jordan Addison got in trouble with the law again. I don't know if you guys talked about that. But he got arrested the other night, I believe.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Drinking yep. under the influence, or with DUI, the influence, or something.
Yeah.
But my guess is he's not going to miss much time. But those two guys, Hockenson coming back, like that's a pretty good situation. Aaron Jones at running back, as you said. But otherwise, I think it's going to be really tough in Denver, I'd imagine, for Bo Nix. He just doesn't have the supporting cast. And even though Daniels is not on the level of Caleb Williams, it's better than a couple of the other guys. And I also think he's going to run a lot, which makes it easier. Think about Robert Griffin, yep. you know, the rookie years of some of the guys that have had great first season. Sometimes it's more of the dual threats who can kind of create on their own, too.
So I think the proof will be in the pudding with Kingsbury, this offense, on what they do on first down. Last year, if you start to look at some of the advanced data and the various numbers, they were among the two or three worst teams in the NFL on any metric you would want on first down, right? In terms of yards gained, success rate, setting up a lot of bad down and distance. Something similar happens where, let's say, Kingsbury's lost his fastball and it's a lot like what Bieniemy was doing last year or whatever, you set the kid up. Doesn't really matter who's around him. If you're in third and seven a bleep ton, you're not going to be as good as someone that's not. Only a couple guys can overcome that consistently. The names are like Mahomes and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson when he's right. I mean, that's it. But if they're making it easier on him, a.k.a. not just trot Austin Eckler out there on third down when it's third and 14, but finding something from the do early or getting the ball in playmakers' hands, you know, just to eat up 4, 5, 6 yards, you know, to get some layups here, a couple checkdowns to kind of get the ball rolling a little bit, I think you could see a pretty high floor for Daniels. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking, more along the lines of maybe not. I think long term, his ceiling's as high as anybody's. This year, I don't know if I want to, you know, go full Icarus style and try to touch the sun. I'd rather build something here, get him rolling a little bit, and then we could start putting more and more and more on his plate in terms of, all right, now you got to make all these Jags better. I don't know if I want him having to do that as a rookie.
Non-Commanders NFL news would have been Washington news a year ago at this time. Matthew Paris, who now covers the Saints, just tweeted out as the Saints start training camp today that they have placed Chase Young on the physically unable to perform list. Remember, Chase Young had the neck issue that he's been dealing with, and the Saints signed him, and then it came out that he has the neck problem. And I think they acknowledged that they knew before they signed him, but it's like, well, wait a second. You just gave him $13 million. Then we find out when you peel away all of the money, it's really not that much fully guaranteed by the Saints. But this is a massive year for Chase Young, as have been the last couple that haven't gone all that well. But this one feels different because he is now on his third team since the beginning of last year. I think that speaks volumes. The Commanders traded him to San Francisco. The 49ers employed him and played him for 9 games. He only had 2.5 sacks in San Francisco in 9 games. I mean, that's crazy to me. With all the attention all those other guys were getting on that defensive front, Then you fast forward to the offseason, and San Francisco says no thank you. So he signs in New Orleans for not a lot of guaranteed money. It was billed as this $13 million deal. It's really not. So now it's kind of what's it going to be time for him? And it's mostly been injuries. I understand that. But it's year five.
Yeah.
Like, we're halfway to a 10-year NFL career. He has never had an 8-sack season. This past year, he had 7.5 sacks, which equaled his rookie total. That tied the career high. But five of them were in the first 7 games of the year here in Washington. And remember, 2 of those were against Denver when they had a ton of sacks.
Yep.
He had a couple of games where he got, I think, 4 of his 5 sacks. Otherwise, there's 3.5 sacks all year long. But you're entering year at 5. You've never had 8 sacks. We're a long, long ways from, like, the you're supposed to be one of the best to ever do this thing. But you just want now the guy to go play 17 games and have just a normal good year by Rob Jackson standards.
Seriously.
By Brian Arakpo standards. And it's starting with him on the PUP list in New Orleans.
Yeah, not good. I mean, when you start dealing with health stuff like that and you hear neck.
That's scary.
That's obviously scary. So, you know, certainly wish him the best. But
I did see, I want to say really quickly to his credit, I think he did a football camp.
He did, locally, yeah.
In the area within the last week at some point I saw this. And I thought that was nice that he's back in D.C., still, you know, home to him in the DMV and still taking care of some of the youth. So I'm pulling for him to have a nice year. But if it does not happen this year, I don't even know what his free agency would look like next year as you're now looking for a fourth team in 2 years.
Yeah, now you're a situational pass rusher for somebody.
Yeah.
You're coming off the bench some. I mean,
that would be a pretty crazy fall. But he still has a chance, I suppose. Get back from the PUP list, turn it on in the second half, get yourself a decent payday, and kind of resuscitate your career.
Yeah. I mean, I really do believe that after his rookie year, everything got derailed. I think the feeling was he'd arrived, that he's great now, and look at this, and the requisite work that needed to be put in wasn't. I wasn't there every day.
The symbolism was not showing up and doing anything during the offseason with the team. But the question of, like, hey, you were filming commercials, I was making that money, boss. We'll never know if he was burning the candle at both ends and you know, what his lifestyle was away from football. But that just, that optic, that day, that did not feel great. And what's happened since, you know, makes that even more memorable.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the idea that he wasn't working hard, I'm not saying that. I mean, I'm sure there's an Instagram video where he's like pulling a monster truck tire around the field and he can run and jump and all that other kind of stuff. But in terms of the football work, that the improvement has not happened. And it's always someone else's fault. There's always another reason why, or it's this thing, it's that thing, it's this scheme, it's this design, it's this. Like, you don't make excuses for TJ Watt. Name that Bosa doesn't get the same excuses. They're paying attention to you. They double team you sometimes. Yep. It's NFL football. Like, at some point, end the excuses and just go play hard. Just go play well. You know what I mean? And it's a little bit exhausting that it's always someone else. But now when you enter the health part into it, you put that, my football criticisms aside, you seriously want him to get right, want him to be okay. And it is awesome that he was back here doing a camp for kids. That's really, really cool. That's like one of those extra things. You don't have to do that. So that's really cool he did.
Yeah, and I just hope that he can have a decent enough year to make it interesting moving forward so that this thing doesn't completely go sideways. Because I think people forget how beloved a prospect he was already.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean locally. I mean nationally.
Oh, yeah.
Although locally, too.
I mean, he was the guy on the pregame, whatever. It's like when they're doing the matchup at 12:55, this guy versus this guy. It was Chase Young and the Washington Football Commanders team, Redskins, whatever, you know, all four over the years. He was marquee. I mean, even after games where he did nothing, you'd see the best player on the other team come up, dap him up, keep doing your thing, buddy. You know, like, he was the guy that everybody kind of gravitated towards.
Lastly, just saw this on ESPN.com. This is funny. The odds to win NBA Rookie of the Year have shuffled since the start of Summer League. Memphis Grizzlies' Zach Edey is now the consensus betting favorite to win Rookie of the Year in the NBA at sportsbooks. I know he's limited athletically, and he's not going to be a stretch player like most bigs are in the association now, but it was weird to me that he was kind of viewed as a second-round prospect for much of the pre-draft process, as dominant and huge as he was. At worst, he's a rim defender who makes life hard on people driving the paint. And he's going to, there's just not many teams with guys that can defend him in the block. Like, when you have the ball and you tee him up, he's got touch around the rim. But he's had such a good summer league that he's already at the top of the rookie board. This is what I found interesting, though. More bets have been placed on Bronny James to win Rookie of the Year than any other player at sportsbooks. James has attracted nearly 1 in 4 of the bets placed on the Rookie of the Year market at ESPN Bet.
So I can relate to that. Sometimes I just hate having money, and I want to get rid of it. You ever feel that, where you just hate, like, I hate this money?
Donate that to a charity.
Yep. Well, you kind of are.
No. I mean, but donate that to someone who, you know, doing good with, like, animals
right.
or children.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a chance to win Rookie of the Year. You being a sucker and seeing a name on the board that you recognize is not a good reason to just throw money at something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Unless you think LeBron is so powerful that he engineers it.
Or like, give it to me. I'll take it. If you don't want to give it to charity, that's not your thing.
Yeah, there you go.
That's fine. Give it to me.
Give it to the Paulson House.
We'll take it. That'd be fun for everybody. All of our Bronny James discussions, by the way, leading up to the season, I think are going to end with what he's done recently in the summer league. And it hasn't been pretty, but I don't like that people are beating up on him as bad as they are. Because
yeah, we talked about this the other day.
We don't kill backup, like the last 5 guys getting drafted. No one kills those guys.
No, it's
he's getting destroyed like he was the second overall pick.
He's trying to make the NBA. That's very relatable to me. I do not begrudge the player. I don't begrudge LeBron the dad for wanting something really cool to happen. To me, the embarrassment and the cringe is the NBA and the Lakers at large. Like, nope, he's not an NBA player. That's okay. Lots of people aren't. He's a guy that should be in college for 3 more years probably, working on his game, but that doesn't fit the timeline.
The latest in sports as we say goodbye on G&D tonight, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. I believe overtime with Linnell Willingham. Doc Walker, what's Linnell been doing around here all day long?
He's just been stalking around.
He's just been hanging out all day? Doc Walker has overtime. Coming your way next, the good doctor, so we will listen to that on our way home right here on The Fan, and then we're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.